The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx and is sponsored by me and my company, D. Joseph Design, where I design stuff for you, like websites, or I can produce a podcast for you, and you can sound awesome on the internet, or look awesome on the internet. Check out my portfolio at djosephdesign.com and contact me personally through any of the means of contact that we share within the episode. Email addresses, phone numbers, that all works. You have a message that deserves to look great. So make your next message look or sound great by hiring me to produce or design it for you. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by
Timebox. Travel to any point in time for just $1. Look for a Timebox at your local grocer or pharmacy. Also now available at Goasis. Timebox not responsible for your inability to return from a year where Timebox is not present.
Is Timebox responsible for...
theme songs.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 46, A Desecrated Noodle, and Upchuck?
Lonely, I am so lonely, I have nobody for my own.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle. Seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm your host, The Ramen Noodle, also known as Daniel Lewis in some places. Joining me in the studio is, well, a guy that I can't think of a way to introduce him at the moment, but Jeremy, also known as Fleegon.
Also known as your freaking co-host.
I thought you were going to say your mom.
If you need a way, if you can't think of any other way to introduce me, you know, co-host.
Are you?
Yeah.
And joining us as a special guest today is the man that you all affectionately know as Upchuck, or sometimes known as Chuck.
Hi.
Good to have you here, Chuck.
Chuck waves.
Yeah. And Chuck,
if
people want to jump in and start following you on Twitter now before they hear what kind of story you're going to share later, what's your Twitter address?
My Twitter address is Chuck McKnight, which just happens to be my name. So nice and easy. That's McKnight.
Cool. He is Chuck McKnight.
Indeed.
A man in his car who didn't exist.
I've been told my name sounds like it should be a video game character. Decide for yourself.
Oh, wait, you're not?
Maybe.
Well, there's Chuck Norris. And then there's Chuck from Chuck. The TV series. Yeah.
There's Chuck Norris, who isn't a, you know, video game character, probably.
I'm pretty sure there's been a Chuck Norris video game at some point. Well, if there hasn't been, that would be like one of the greatest tragedies in the world.
I've played Flash video games that are on Chuck Norris, and like you punch into a guy's chest, and for extra energy, you eat their heart.
Oh, that's delightful.
It's kind of weird.
Just a little.
It's kind of weird every time I do that.
I have this weird desire now to eat hearts. It's weird. Although Valentine's Day would be a great day for that, because like every kind of candy and food comes in a heart shape.
That's super creepy.
Then again, I guess, I mean, lots of video game characters eat hearts, whether or not you see them actually devour them. I mean, it's always the heart you collect to gain health points or whatnot. And what are they doing with them if not eating them to gain health?
That's very true. And, you know, speaking of eating hearts, I want to tell you about our sponsor, GoToMeeting from Citrix. Guess what? I've got some exciting news, and you can eat your heart out at this news. Yeah, that's where the segue came from there.
Oh, my.
Now you can take meetings with you anywhere on the iPad. The iPad is cool. You can get it anywhere. You can take it anywhere, and especially if you've got 3G coverage, you could join meetings from anywhere. That's right. You can join a meeting on your iPad. So you could take your iPad with you to the beach or in the shower or wherever, and you could just eat your heart out and attend as many meetings as you want. And for people, if you're hosting meetings, which that's what GoToMeeting's primary service is, it's brought to you by Citrix. You can host your meetings and let people know that they can join meetings whether they have a Windows computer, a Macintosh computer, or an iPad. And it's a free app for the iPad, so your meeting attendees don't have to pay at all. Our listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, go to gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts for your free 30-day trial. And you competitors to Citrix, if there is such a thing, eat your heart out.
By the way, we do not actually recommend using your iPad in the shower. We take no responsibility for damage done to said iPad or yourself if you should decide to do that.
Same goes for eating hearts. Frankly.
Well, I don't know. I mean, some hearts, if you cook them right, can be eaten and taste okay.
Eating hearts may be hazardous to your health.
You would.
Consult
I've eaten chicken hearts. Continue.
With maybe some grape jelly.
Potentially, sure.
Yeah, you're known for the weird food items.
Indeed.
Now it's time for this. Awkward silence. Cricket.
Cricket.
Cricket. Okay, now I'll click. I had my mouse on the button. I just decided I'd wait.
Mouse on the button? You mean your finger?
I had my mouse on the finger.
Oh, you mean your mouse pointer on the virtual button on the screen.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant. This last week is interesting. Well, now, let's see. What week is this? This is the last week of September, and we are pre-recording this episode. So, the big news for me is I'm getting married this Saturday.
It's the last week of September?
August.
Yeah, yeah.
I almost said October. August. This is the last week of August. And I'm getting married this week, and I went on a bus trip down for the wedding, and no doubt interesting things happened, but I don't know what those interesting things were that happened. However, I do have something funny to share with you that I saw recently. Is that recently I was driving home and it was raining outside and I see this guy standing outside a restaurant and he has two umbrellas with him. No one else is with him. He has two umbrellas. They're both expanded out.
It's in case of a double rainbow.
double rainbow. I can't sing that as well as they can. Different. But this guy had two umbrellas, both of them expanded, and one of them he was holding over his head, the other one he was holding off to the side. And then I see him actually switch the umbrellas and then pull them both off, and he looks up at the sky if like he's trying to figure out. It's really weird. When I put one of these things over my head, it's like it stops raining. But when I pull it off of over my head, it starts raining again. It's really weird.
A double umbrella.
That's the coolest double umbrella I've ever seen before, man.
Cricket.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow, oh my god, double rainbow. It's a double rainbow all the way. Damn, it's a double rainbow.
Maybe you don't
want to
play this.
Damn, it's so bright, so vivid. Double rainbow, it's so dense, It started even look like a triple rainbow. That's a whole rainbow map. Double rainbow all the way.
Okay, anyway, I just had to play that.
Oh. Reminds me of another video that's become viral recently.
People are catching it. It's contagious. People are dying. It's a super bug?
Yes, actually.
Oh.
No, not really.
Oh, okay. Speaking of dying, Jeremy, what's happened with you recently? Your random noodle update.
Random noodle update? Well, this is sort of an update from one of our faithful listeners. One of the ones named Jennifer. There are many. The other day, and actually seeing her in person a few people were talking about how we keep doing things based on the pants on the ground pattern. Mm-hmm. And she said something to the effect of, you should just let that lie. The pants on the ground. Apparently you don't get it.
I got it.
Let.
Cricket.
I don't get it. I'm
all right,
sorry.
Listen to it later. Man. Do you you need a sound effect for like a bomb falling to the ground?
There yeah, we
go. That works. Combined sound effect.
That's what my that was for my update.
So, Chuck, what has happened with you recently that's preferably funny? And if you want, since we're pre-recording this and people are listening to this in the future, you can hypothesize on what might have happened to you.
Can I use Jeremy's the time box to do that?
Yeah, our sponsor.
Our sponsor. It's not mine. I don't have a franchise.
The time
or
box
a,
you talked about,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting concept.
You should try it.
But does time box cover for any paradoxes you may create, or are you just kind of on your
you
own
have
there?
To add paradox insurance.
And paradox insurance is extra?
They cover okay.
But they don't sell it. They don't actually sell it.
Yeah, you have to get that from Aflac.
Okay. Now, are there different insurance levels for like the butterfly effect or the grandfather paradox, or is it all one lump package? Because I mean, it's important to have it all.
I think it's a paradox and a triple dox and a quadruple bypass insurance.
He's actually making this up. Most insurance companies are not terribly familiar with temporal insurance yet. There are only a few who offer it. Time box has actually only been incorporated for about 5 months now.
Okay.
Or wait.
Are they really 5 months? I mean, with time now being relative due to time travel existing. I mean,
well, nobody's been brave enough to jump into the future to see if they're still around, because if they're not, there's no coming back from that.
The interesting question, which is more dangerous, jumping in the future or the past? Because, I mean, you could change a lot of things in a negative way either direction.
It's just like Lost.
Yeah.
Only not really, kind of. So, Chuck.
Daniel.
Yeah. What has happened with you?
Not a lot has happened recently that's particularly funny. I have some more interesting food combinations if you care to hear some of those, since that apparently has become my personal forte here.
Well, is that going to be in your featured story, or can you share it here?
I guess that can be a featured story.
Or is that in your featured?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
not much then.
You've had a boring life the last couple weeks, or you think you're going to have had a boring life.
Actually, today has been pretty hilarious, but I don't know how to condense any of what happened into a conversation. It's just like one thing after another has just been hilarious today at work mainly. So
you don't want to enlighten us?
Okay, let me think.
No whole names.
Okay, so funny stuff that happened at work today. Let's see if I can think of one that will make sense in retelling it and not just be funny at the time.
Does it
have a feeling most of them probably would be mostly that.
Does that have anything to do with food?
Well, the funny stuff happened while eating. I almost died in a car accident because...
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
It was funny right after the fact.
Good. You should take that on the road.
But, I don't know. It's hard to condense it on the spot like that. So, I've had a boring life and nothing interesting ever happens to me.
I understand that feeling.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Jeremy gets that way sometimes.
Then when something funny does happen, the ramen noodle doesn't get it.
Jeremy doesn't look for comedy in the flea-gone world.
Well...
In Soviet Russia, comedy looks for you.
I do kind of like comedy to hit me between the eyes rather than scouring my life for it. Oh, gosh.
I think Sergeant Packett could handle that for you.
Oh, Sergeant Packett. Speaking of...
I was going to say, do not speak to me of Sergeant Packett. Not at this point. It's too soon.
Okay. Well, you know what we do have? We've got some voicemail.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring,
have a bad connection.
I like that. Because I did it. This is from...
Just having a little private moment there. I like that.
Because I did it. Yes. We got some voicemail from one of our friends that we never got to meet in Cleveland, but has talked about Goasis before.
Oh, right.
And I forget what he called in to say, but this is what he called in to say.
Hey, Daniel and Jeremy. This is Russ from Cleveland, Ohio, and this is for the Ramen Noodle Podcast. I just wanted to call about your, not your last show, but the one before where you're talking about driving and dealing with all the funny people on the road. One thing you didn't mention that I thought you might was people who like to get in the left-hand lane, which on freeways in many states, including Ohio, is considered the passing lane. Some people like to get over there, and they like to do like the speed limit or even slower and just stay in that lane. And then, you know,
proof that Russell is from Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you really followed all the rules of the road, nobody would be able to pass them because you're not supposed to pass on the right. Well, there's an organization out there that's trying to combat this, and they're called the Left Lane Drivers of America.
What?
Oh, gosh.
And they're over, they have a website. It's leftlanedrivers.org.
Okay, going there.
They should be the sponsor.
It sounds like something I would make up.
Is that really a site? Well, while you guys are going there, I'll let him continue.
And one of the ways they raise awareness is by selling these front windshield decals. These are like when you see an ambulance and it's got a decal in the windshield, it's written backwards so that when you look up at it in your rearview mirror, it reads left to right, even though it's written right to left.
Oh, gosh.
Their original decal just says move over and has a arrow pointing to the right. Now, apparently, they've got some even funnier ones. One of them is a Movova, spelled M-O-O-V-O-V-A.
It's for the urban people.
Another one says, move, eh? And there's another one that says, move, you betcha. And another one that says, y'all move. Have that arrow trying to get people to move over to the right side. So, just thought you might find that... amusing. I thought that was hilarious when I saw those, and I would love to get one for my dad because he loves to get in the left lane and just hammer it. So, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Oh boy!
Wow!
Thank you, Russell, for that. That was good.
That's completely awesome.
Leftlanedrivers.org.
Although, like, yeah, I would love one, but you have to use it, you know, with some balance there. Mm-hmm. Consider it great power. It comes with great responsibility, this decal.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Otherwise, it's just so left lane jerks instead of left lane drivers. This does not mean you can go 25 miles an hour over the speed limit and expect everyone to get out of your way.
Then they might think it's like those warning signs that left lane ends. It's like left lane jerks.
Right. And right. Well, what about when you are, you know, in heavy traffic in the right-hand lane and people look in their rearview mirror and they see an arrow to move over, or you're on a two-lane road? I mean, you're basically telling everybody who's going slow on a two-lane road to drive into the ditch, which, you know, if they're going 10 miles an hour under the speed limit, maybe that's what I mean. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This one time I was driving on the left side. I was going faster than the rest of the traffic, but apparently it wasn't fast enough for someone behind me. And so they actually drove in the shoulder to pass me. Like, they never flashed their lights, their brights at me or anything like that. They just decided suddenly, I'm going to pass this guy. And yeah, they sounded just like Sergeant Packett.
Oh, really?
I don't know what they sounded like. But there were some younger people that looked kind of rowdy and dangerous and such. But mm-hmm. they, yeah, the pulled over and waved at me without all of their fingers, though. I guess they had a weird mutation that they couldn't use all of their fingers. And just that.
Seems pretty common. You
know, if they would have just flashed their brights, I would have tried to pull over a little bit quicker, but I was going faster than the speed limit already.
Yeah, I wonder if that mutation is genetic, because I seem to see that a lot. It's relatively prevalent.
Yeah. It's the opposite of, you know, if you put all of your fingers down on a table and you fold your middle finger, you curl it under your hand, but then you let all your other fingers stick out, you can lift all of your fingers individually except your ring finger. Now everyone's trying it, probably. Did you also know it's
impossible? This means have a nice day.
Did you also know it's impossible to lick your elbow?
Crap.
You're pretty close, though.
I know.
If your tongue was just a little bit longer, Jeremy. Oh, man. You are close.
Then I could get into the Guinness Book of World Records.
The only man that can lick his elbow. And you'll start a blog, ICanLickMyElbow.com.
Oh, gosh. Or I'll try to find others like me so I know I'm not alone.
It'll be you'll start a social elbow network on stuff. Meme.
But if you can find others like addresses. You, then you don't have grounds to make your own website based on it. Because you're not really that special.
It's true.
It could be just a site of, look what I can do. And it'd be like, I can lick my elbow. Can you? Or like, I can scratch my stomach and rub my hair at the same time.
Rub my hair.
Elbow Lickers of America.
You just discriminated against bald people.
And then you like have to give out your address so people can come and try and scratch your stomach and rub your hair at the same time.
What? I'm confused. I just
walked myself into a grammar corner.
Walked
grammatical corner.
I walked myself. You maybe painted yourself? If we want to keep the metaphors a little bit more traditional.
Maybe.
Or the colloquialisms.
Perhaps.
Speaking of painting, I love how on this website, every picture is the exact same one, but they changed the hue to make the car look like a different color.
On leftlanedrivers.org?
Yeah.
You are right. That's nice.
No, yeah.
I'm going to guess that the mirror and the car in it are not necessarily real either.
Probably not.
Objects in mirror are faker than they appear.
Oh, they might be real. Oh, well.
Boy. Now, if you, our listeners, want to send in your own feedback, tell us funny driving stories, weird things that you believed as a kid, church humor, wedding humor, any kind of funny stories that you have along this experience of being an amateur at life, you can send those stories to feedback@noodle.mx. And audio files are welcome to send in audio files. And even if you're not an audiophile, you can still send in an audio file. Or you can call in your feedback, just like Russell did, to 859-353-4332. Or leave a comment on the show notes, which will be at, or which are at, by the time this podcast is released, theramennoodle.com/46. And then we'll be able to try and feature you in a show someday over the rainbow.
If we like what you have to say. Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
we'll do this.
So intense, double rainbow on the way across the sky.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what you wake up to in the morning, isn't it?
That's what I sound like when I wake up in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
Fiance Jenny, you're in for a real surprise. So today's featured story, though, is going to be brought to you by our guest, Chuck.
Yay.
He just cheered for himself. I'm sorry, that's because yay!
Here.
There.
The monkeys.
Yeah, the monkeys like you.
That's good. Have the monkeys disliked anyone yet?
They should dislike him because he always calls them monkeys.
I mean,
I've never
heard them like scream or yell at anyone. It's always just a happy sound.
I need to find a sound clip. Angry monkeys.
Monkey audiences are people!
What?
In reality.
Oh. In reality. Yeah. Tuesdays?
Yes.
All right, Chuck, take it away with your story.
Well, I don't have a featured story per se. I guess if it was a featured story, it would just be a word of warning that if you contribute too much to the ramen noodle, they just might drag you on the show. So whether that's a good or bad thing, you decide. We'll see what happens.
No way. Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
And he gets to use his female voice.
Yes! Oh,
Jeremy, I know you like to say that.
Yes!
No!
That was worth the price of admission right there.
Wait, I have to pay for this?
What? Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that after.
Darn.
You know.
Anyway, I have apparently become known for my weird food combinations here. So I suppose I could share a couple more of those if you guys really want to hear them. I have a couple more ramen noodle themed ones. So I figure those are probably a good one to start with.
I need to get a bucket first.
Okay.
Just
in
case.
You can grab the bucket that the air conditioner pees into.
Yeah.
That's actually the one I figured was close by.
It's really cold and clean water.
Apparently. Well, I wasn't going to stick my head in it. Oh, I was going to, you know, just in case the food combos are a little bit unsavory.
I don't think these,
to my brain.
I don't think the first one should be too bad.
Just like you have a mind's eye, sometimes you can have a mind's tongue.
Hmm.
So you hear gross things and sometimes you can taste them in your mind.
But does that also mean like you can look at a picture of really good food and taste it?
Yes. Well, you know, I wouldn't recommend
or
licking the picture.
You could look at really good wallpaper
and
lick it.
That does nothing to do with food.
Or snozzberries.
Yeah,
I kind of knew what you meant, actually. Scary kind of thing.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. Oh, wait. That's not really what I wanted to say that. Anyway, go ahead,
Chuck. Movie references for the win.
I got it.
Anyway, I recently tried what I like to call coffee noodles. They are a dessert-like item that are made very similarly to ramen noodles, only instead of pouring hot water on the noodles, you pour coffee on the noodles. So, and by the way, this is assuming you make ramen noodles a way where you heat the water up separately and pour it on top rather than boiling the noodles in the water.
This is a desecration of coffee.
I'm
like
thinking
to say,
this is a desecration of noodles.
It could be both, but it works pretty well. Anyway, you let the coffee saturate the noodles and let it get, you know, noodly and not hard and crunchy. And then you drain the coffee back out. You can put it in the freezer or the fridge to let it get cold.
The coffee?
The noodles. Oh. The coffee you can just discard at that point. Or
I'd
if you want
so.
To drink it as coffee, you can go ahead and try it, but
gosh,
I wouldn't recommend that.
I wouldn't either.
So anyway, then you pull out the coffee noodles after they've gotten cool in the fridge or freezer, and you put like some chocolate syrup on top.
What?
And it's really good. It's like a dessert thing.
Why would you not just have something chocolate and some coffee?
It is something chocolate and some coffee.
But noodles...
It's just done in a different way.
There are noodles in it, though.
Yes, and noodles can make good dessert, too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not quite as revolted as I probably should be.
Well, if you want another good dessert, another one I tried recently is scrambled eggs, but instead of using regular milk to make the scrambled eggs, you use chocolate milk.
Oh, no. That's what I thought you were going to say, and I thought, no.
Chocolate does not go with everything.
No. Not everything, no, but it did go with that really well. That, to be honest, that was one of the things where I made just kind of to be random, and I didn't expect it to taste very good, but it actually did. And I was thinking about it later. Does anyone in the chat room or anything put syrup on their scrambled eggs?
Like, you know, chocolate like
maple
syrup?
Like maple syrup.
All right. Confession. Like, if it happens to be on my plate,
yeah,
like with pancakes, that's okay, kind
yeah,
of, with the eggs getting
eggs
in it a little
great.
Bit.
So why not chocolate with eggs?
Chocolate is not... I would put chocolate on pancakes sometimes.
See? There you go.
I just don't know that they
connect
like
dominoes.
You're
getting a mind block there.
Chocolate on pancakes.
You can't try it.
Syrup on pancakes, syrup on eggs. I'm not sure that the chocolate translates all the way to the eggs.
You know, you wouldn't think that because I didn't think that at first either, but it does taste pretty good.
Well, syrup on eggs, okay, maybe, but chocolate. Actually, I've done something similar. I have stopped drinking regular milk. I now drink almond milk. And I'd like to get the vanilla almond milk, which is sweet and it has a vanilla taste to it. And it was all I had this one time, and I wanted to make scrambled eggs, so I did, and the eggs come out tasting vanilla-y and sweet, and I just decided, no, this doesn't work. It was weird.
Didn't like them?
No.
That's too bad.
Chocolate milk. What did they look like?
Granted, they did look pretty nasty.
looked like you went out in your backyard where your dog had been.
Or you left
not quite that nasty.
Oh,
but
okay.
They weren't something you'd see served at a fancy restaurant.
So we could change Dr. Seuss to "I do not like brown eggs and ham."
There you go.
Yeah.
See, I've got one more ramen noodle thing I tried. This is a while back. It's not nearly as weird, but it's a really good combination. I call them ketchup noodles. It's very simple. You mix ketchup in with your ramen noodles, and it just gives it a completely different flavor and texture that's quite good.
That's beyond... I was going to call it the poor man's spaghetti, but it's actually more like the poor homeless dude's spaghetti.
You can't try to think of it as spaghetti. You've got to think of it as ketchup noodles and eat it as such.
But spaghetti is like tomato noodles. Tomato sauce noodles.
That's what I said. You can't think of spaghetti. If you try to think spaghetti and eat ketchup noodles, you're going to be thoroughly disappointed because it's not spaghetti.
Would chocolate be good on those things?
No, you know, that's the one thing. I love ketchup, but the one thing I can't combine ketchup with is chocolate. I've not found a good way to do that yet.
So they're two separate entities. You will put ketchup on anything and you will put chocolate on anything, but not together.
I'll try them together, but I haven't found anything yet that
actually
works.
You're going to have some weird cravings when you're pregnant someday.
Oh, gosh.
Let's hope I never find out.
Well, if you keep eating that way, you may end up mutated and be able to have a child born of yourself.
Yeah,
that's because bad food mutates right you that way.
Clearly.
Well, hopefully you don't turn clear, because that would be even grosser. Because then we'd have to still see the food that you ate.
That would be a little odder yet.
Apparently,
when you say that tomato and chocolate go pretty well together, now are you saying like just a fresh tomato itself, the actual fruit with chocolate on it?
Winnie, really? What kind of tomato?
I don't like tomatoes.
Interestingly enough, I hate tomatoes. I don't like eating them by themselves, but I love almost every tomato product. You know, ketchup, salsa,
tomato paste,
tomato soup.
He has tomato paste with his Wheaties every morning. For a healthy diet.
When he's out of chocolate, right?
Sure, why not?
I've tried things like growing up with eggnog cereal or chocolate milk cereal.
You tried growing up with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it just didn't work. It didn't make me any taller.
So you decided to instead grow up without them?
I tried, yeah.
Okay.
And now, chocolate milk cereal is something I do from time to time, but that's normally just out of necessity because I run out of the white milk and there happens to be chocolate left over. And it's like, hey, why not? It works.
I see. Oh, dear.
But that's not really a preference.
My stomach is weeping.
This one time at work, we had this fondue party and they had a chocolate... Was it fun? Not fondue, but it was...
Was it dew party that was fun?
Chocolate fountain. They had a chocolate fountain.
Oh.
And I brought ramen noodles, just like straight ramen noodles, the dry noodles.
There you go.
Oh, and it was actually pretty good to take the dry noodles, dip them under the chocolate or dip them in the chocolate and then eat them.
Well,
after that, I developed a taste for dry ramen noodles.
When we get done with this episode, and I'm just cutting straight out of here, and I am going to a 5-star restaurant just to soothe myself. This hurts a lot.
Like Noodles & Co.?
No.
IHOP?
I could cook something.
Yeah, those
for
are 5-star restaurants. No, thank you. Up, Chuck. I mean, Chuck, it's fine. I'll go to a restaurant.
Yes, another word of warning to our listeners. If you contribute too much to the ramen noodle, you will also be given a nickname, which you may or may not like, but will stick with you forever nonetheless.
Yeah, because like you've got Upchuck and...
You've got Upchuck. It's like you've got mail.
Or, there's a black man that calls in every now and then.
That is so offensive out of context.
Yeah, cockroach lady. Or it could just be me because I tend to nickname things.
You're the cockroach lady? I thought that was Kathleen.
The names I give things tend to stick.
Mm-hmm. Like glue.
Yeah, or like...
like
phlegm.
Nice. That's just... Oh, man.
Have you ever tried noodles dipped in... No, never mind.
Wow. Mm. Wow. And if you were about to proceed
follow that with some sort of food, then probably. If you're going to say what it sounded like you're going to say, then no.
Oh, what else have you done, or I'm afraid to ask?
What else have you done, Chuck?
Let's see. Those are what came to mind immediately. So I think we'll allow Jeremy to calm his stomach at this point.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm still distracted about the desecrated noodles with coffee.
Coffee. Yeah. Desecrated by noodles. What have you done, Chuck?
Okay. Think about it this way.
Tell me at least there are Folgers or Maxwell House, because then it's not, I mean, they're not even worth not desecrating.
I don't know what. I think I used Walmart brand coffee.
Yeah, see, then it almost doesn't even matter because it's not like real coffee. It was whatever coffee
I happened to have in the shelf at the time.
Okay, I see.
But it's still bad. These combinations you guys think are so weird.
Uh-huh.
If the right marketing is used, someone will make a weird combination and it will just sell like nothing. Like, did you guys hear a while ago about the Krispy Kreme burgers?
Oh, no.
That people would take a Krispy Kreme, cut it in half, and fill it with a bacon cheeseburger. And they just sold like hotcakes that everyone wanted.
They sold like hotcakes because they were breakfast food. Yeah.
Because they were practically hotcakes.
Yeah. But I mean, seriously, it's all about the marketing and how you present it. Any sort of food people can stomach if they get their mind around the weirdness of
it. I don't think any food.
You know, I have a feeling if you guys tried the food that I suggested, you really wouldn't think it's that bad once it's in your mouth.
If you melted extra sharp cheddar cheese on a donut, it would not be okay.
That actually doesn't sound too bad. I'm going to have to try that.
Well, Google, you know, the Cincinnati five-star restaurant.
The Kentucky Fried... The Kentucky Fried Chicken sandwich, was it the SmackDown or...
I don't know.
No, SmackDown. It's that new thing. It's the heart attack in a sandwich kind of thing.
Oh, well, that...
No, the double
people
down.
People so overreacted to that.
I thought, while I was seeing pictures of it in commercials, I thought it was a joke.
I did too, but I...
Because I thought... Yeah, that's funny. What no one would it? Ever make a sandwich that fattening.
Well, the thing is... Okay, yeah. Didn't it have like no bread? It was something.
Yeah, it's no bread.
So you get extra chicken. Hmm. Okay, so you get extra protein. There's extra sodium. I don't know. People overreacted because of all the friedness of
it. It's two pieces of fried breaded chicken.
Okay.
With melted cheese and some kind of sauce and maybe even bacon in between it.
There was bacon, yes.
So I guess it is a sandwich. It's just not a traditional sandwich.
Yeah, there's no bread. So it's,
I mean, like people would not have really thought a whole lot. I mean, I'm not saying it's healthy, but they wouldn't have thought a whole lot about it if it had had, even if they had put the whole doggone thing between buns, you know, because it would have just had two pieces of chicken and bacon and cheese. And they would have been like, oh, that's a big sandwich. But they take the bun off and make the chicken in place of the bread. And everybody's like, oh, it's a heart attack.
So I guess it's for low carb people.
I guess so.
I mean, it worked pretty well for them. Although, I don't know, all the breading on the chicken might kind of negate that anyway.
Maybe. Although it's just kind of like baked fat anyway.
Yeah.
Baked fat. Well, yeah. You could get it grilled, and then you couldn't pick it up. Not that you would... Well, you do. We pick
that
up some
like
things
that
are weird.
That sounds like more of a fork sandwich anyway.
And then we don't... Know. Yeah, except that I was going to say you wouldn't want to pick it up, and then I thought, well, what about chicken strips? People pick those up.
Yeah.
Unless they're...
Well, the sandwich comes in this little bag so you can hold it, because otherwise it would just slip out of your fingers. It's so greasy.
Have you had one?
No.
Oh. I'm going to go get one. You know
though,
what?
Now that we're talking about
I've
it.
Heard the guys, though, from your new favorite show eat one on the air, and it just sounds gross as they're eating it. It just doesn't sound good. It's... You could try that with chocolate.
Yeah.
I could.
And ketchup together, maybe.
A chocolate ketchup sandwich. There we go. Yeah. That or maybe like a like one of those filled chocolate candies, but injected with ketchup instead of caramel or whatever.
Injected? You inject your food?
Well, no, ketchup. for the candy thing, like caramel-filled chocolates or whatever.
Oh, sorry.
A lot of them
somehow I was still on the sandwich.
They inject it in there.
It's like, you're going to inject the sandwich? No.
We're off sandwiches and on to chocolates.
Oh, well, that's much better.
You accidentally drop the chocolate, breaks open, all this red stuff scatters everywhere. It's like, oh,
scatters?
No.
That would be amazing for April Fool's Day.
Running away.
My candy bar is bleeding.
If you could get the filling out of chocolates and actually do that for April Fool's Day, you'd be kind of my hero. I'm going to have to work on that.
I want to be your hero.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. This break brought to you by the show host writing. I wanted to stall and be a good co-host, but I had nothing to say, so I just exposed what he's doing.
I'm not sure I'm all that hungry for the next week or so.
I know. I need to just go surround myself with good food.
Which
I may not eat it. I just need to be surrounded by it.
Just go find a giant cake and sit in the middle of it.
I hope it doesn't get wheeled into a party. Because when I stand up...
Well, this is awkward.
Oh, my. Oh, man.
I just thought I was just here for the cake. I just needed to surround myself with food and it's such delicious, moist cake.
Happy 75th, Margaret.
Oh. My brain hurts.
Now everybody else needs a bucket. Oh my
gosh.
I'm going
to need a bucket here soon.
We're going to kick the bucket if we continue on this.
Oh, speaking of kicking the bucket, we've got a live chat room and we're pre-recording this episode. So it's not recorded during the normal time. We're pre-recording it in several episodes on the same night. And we've got a bustling chat room. We've got Angel Girl, Chuckman. Oh, he's the co-host. We've got Vicky and the people from It's Just Us cast. We've got fiance Jenny. And we've got Winnie and Flegon and me and a host of like nobody else yet. But you can join our live shows, which are normally Monday nights at 8 p.m. But then again, the next several episodes are also pre-recorded. This is the first of the pre-recorded episodes. So the next several episodes are not going to be live.
The future is the past. The past is the future.
Yes. So to keep up with that, then I suggest that you follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle and you can see when I make announcements of it or just subscribe to the podcast. But joining the live events are just a barrel full of monkeys of fun and ketchup. And chocolate and stuff. Chocolate-covered monkeys.
Ketchup monkeys! Which really just looks like they've been biting people.
A game for the whole family. Ketchup monkeys.
Now, is that like the sequel to Barrel of Monkeys?
Yeah. Yeah, it's more fun than a barrel full of monkeys.
It actually is more fun.
Fun than shooting a barrel full of monkeys.
Cricket?
Yeah, crickets too.
Well, I guess you'd have to have a monkey gun if you're going to shoot a barrel full of monkeys.
Monkey gun.
They make monkey guns?
Yeah, because you're going to fill the barrel with monkeys.
Uh-huh. Or maybe inject the barrel
with
monkeys.
I'm going to shoot you full of bullets or, wait, no, that lead or something. Like
chocolate-injected monkeys.
Chuck.
Daniel.
Hi. You have the weekly noodleism.
I do have a weekly noodleism.
Now it's time for your weekly noodleism, the part of the show where somebody comes out and confuses us with English.
You need to confuse? You need to record a bumper for that.
I have a bumper. I just haven't gotten around to editing it.
It needs to not be a ripoff of something else.
Well, it's whatever. Anyway.
Okay. My weekly noodleism is actually just a word, and it is the word gorgeous.
Oh.
Now, the word gorgeous obviously means very pretty, beautiful, you know. It's a very positive type of word. You say something is gorgeous, obviously that's... What?
No, keep going. I'm sorry.
He's going to talk under you for the whole time.
Anyway, you say the word gorgeous, and obviously that's a compliment. It's a good thing.
Usually.
But I can't hear the word gorgeous without seeing the word gorge right at the beginning there.
Uh-huh.
And to gorge yourself means to eat too much.
Oh, wow.
And it's not a very flattering thing at all to say that someone is gorging.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's like this complete oxymoron in a single word. You're saying something is beautiful while saying that she gorges himself or herself. And it just doesn't seem to work to me.
Yeah, I just can't see this working now. I mean, like, I look at fiance Jenny and I It's like, what do I say? It's like
you can't say anyone's name.
You can't say it anymore.
I could just gorge myself on your beauty. Or,
That's actually not bad.
Now, see, I thought like Red River Gorge, like an actual gorge as a
but it's sort ketchup. Of ketchup River
geologic
gorge.
Feature. But yeah. I mean, I guess that could still be an insult if it's like the gorge between someone's ears.
Yeah, well, even there, I mean, when I get a mental picture of a gorge, space.
You are
I
the picture, gorge between my ears.
No. I picture more a river, only kind of dirtier and grungier. I don't know. When I hear a gorge, I don't picture something particularly beautiful as opposed to a river, which could be, you know, broad and flowing and
we'll lovely. Have to show you some pictures of the Columbia River Gorge.
Okay.
It certainly is gorgeous.
Oh, boy. Speaking of gorgeous, Sergeant Packett wasn't able to make it here tonight. We kind of ran out of time.
Darn.
We're gorgeous Sergeant Packett.
Whatever I think will we do?
In the spirit of this week's noodleism, I think Sergeant Packett is kind of gorgeous.
That's not awkward.
No one even dares
I
to say
said
second at that
in
one.
The new definition is what I meant.
Oh, it's still going to be a soundbite.
You know what? I'm going to destroy all your computer and recording equipment.
If you want to follow us on Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/theramennoodle. Jeremy, where are you on Twitter?
twitter.com/phlegon, phlegon.
And Chuck, how can people follow, stalk you, find you, read your blog?
I am at twitter.com/ChuckMcKnight.
Cool.
And I also have a website that I haven't updated in like years, but it's at ChuckMcKnight.com if anyone cares to go there.
So
I don't really
recommend
it, but so it's there.
And yeah, Jeremy has a blog too, or a couple blogs.
I have some that I update and some that I don't.
Or from you being Phlegon, they should be your flogs.
Wow. Perhaps
the
not.
The Phlegon blog is the flog.
Perhaps not.
No, is that spelled with a PH? PHLOGS?
Yeah, I think it should be.
The flogs.
The flog.
Phlegon. Kind of got a ring to it.
The flog. It's probably already taken.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, but alas, it is time for us to head out. But before we go, make sure that you check out the show notes at theramennoodle.com/46. Follow all of us on Twitter. Send us your calls and feedback and all that. And remember, next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
I wanted to finish the tagline with make lemonade.